Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm your host, Chris Rogers. Unfortunately, Eric, my co-host, is out for the week, but I am so excited because we have Real Housewives of Atlanta star Sonia Richards-Ross. Welcome, Sonia.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. We are so excited. Season 15 is right around the corner, coming back on May 7th. Yep. How are you feeling? This is your second season.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. You know, no one can prepare you for what it's like to be a housewife. Now that I've had the experience, I am ready for all of it. You know, this is a really, really, really fun season. You know, a lot happens. I keep saying it feels like a two for one. I feel like we filmed two seasons in one because so much happened in our personal lives, in the, you know, everyone else's life, and with the girls. It was just a lot. And I'm excited to see how it all comes together.
Yeah. When I last spoke with you and the rest of the cast, it was at BravoCon. I think you guys had just started filming.
That's right. It was we were 1 week in at BravoCon, like 1 or 2 weeks in.
Yeah. And I remember a lot of you said like drama was like, you guys hit the ground running with the drama, and we've seen the trailer. It looks wild. How would you say this season differs from your first season?
Yeah, I think last season, you know, there were a lot of cast shakeups, and, you know, I think that people were just unsure of like, you know, like what it would be like with me being there for the first time. It was just Drew's second season. Some of the, you know, fan favorites had left the show. And so I think that was hard, but I think this season, I feel like we're settled as a cast. I feel like we, especially for me, I spent a lot of time with the girls, you know, in between the seasons, and really built real friendships. And I think that's what makes the difference in the show, is like when there's actual real friendships and you can talk to your girlfriends, how you talk to them, and you're really vested in what's going on in their lives, and they care about what's going on in your lives, and something comes up, like that's when the show is at its best. Yeah. And I really feel like we, you know, you start to see that this season, and that's what I think will make season 15 really special.
Yeah, no, we can definitely feel that as viewers. Like when you guys have those genuine friendships and history together, I feel like it's just a better show all around. So it's great when like the same cast kind of like goes season after season together. We do have one new face this season, Courtney Rhodes. She comes in as a friend of. How would you say she mixed into the group? Like, how would you say, you know, she is with everyone?
Courtney comes in hot.
So I saw the premiere. Courtney.
Yes. Yeah. You saw the episode
one? Yes, I did. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to spoil, but I saw.
Perfect. Perfect. And so I meet her first and I love her. Right. I think that she's great. I love that she was like, you know, down for whatever. And she, you know, had like an issue with Candy, which I thought, you know, I say in the scene that you don't see it in the first episode. But I'm like, you know, just tell her like, it's not a big deal. Like, you know, Candy's cool.
Yeah.
But baby, I did not think she was going to come in like that. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'm literally standing there like, just don't tear up my party.
I know. Cause you throw a big party for your husband, 40th birthday party. How did you feel? Like you went all out for this party. Did you feel any pressure to throw such a huge party? Cause obviously you threw an event last season and the girls just gave you such a hard time for it.
And Chris, I hate that, Chris, because I literally had planned a get together and found out birthday the day before and told my sister to grab a few things so she could feel special. And you would think that they would be appreciative of how thoughtful I was. Right. And instead they drug me and continue to drag me for that. But no, I didn't feel any pressure, to be honest with you. Like I'm known for throwing like really dope parties, like in Austin and stuff. We used to have huge parties for birthdays and Texas relays and all that stuff. And so if I was on the show or wasn't on the show, I would have a huge bash for my husband's 40th, because it's a big milestone year. And so either way, we were going to do something epic. And I just loved how it turned out. I loved that, you know, our family and friends flew from near and far to be there. So no, I'm happy that they got to see how I get down, but I didn't feel any pressure.
Yeah. I mean, it turned out awesome. Like, we love a costume party. And the girls seemed to have a really good time outside of the drama. Like, they were complimenting you and stuff like that. So that was great to see. We'll see more of your family dynamic this season. We saw a little bit in the trailer, and we'll see it in the first episode. How's that going for you, living with all your family members and sort of mixing business with pleasure? Because you said your brother-in-law is now your assistant.
Yeah, was.
guess it didn't go well.
You know, so the thing about it is that for the majority of my career, my life, my family played a huge part in my business. My mom and dad were my managers and agent. My sister always did my hair. We were business partners in a salon. I think what made it a little bit trickier was living together. And I don't think we all accounted for how hard that could be to like always be together and then always be working. And so I think that this is going to be a fun season where I hope that families will relate to, you know, what that dynamic might be like of, you know, trying to turn off work and, you know, like, when do you turn off work? Especially when you're someone's assistant, I feel like that's kind of a 24/7 job, but, you know, so it gets a little bit tricky. I think for us though, however, it's always the most important thing for us is to have good relationships. So even with my brother-in-law, before it gets too bad, like, you know, we kind of end it because we don't want anything to come between our family. We get close.
You know, speaking of your family, you and Aaron last season spoke about, you know, should we not expand our family? You were very against the idea. He was wanting it, and then you sort of came around to it at the end of last season. Are you guys still making any plans for that? Are you making any plans, or is it just like, if it happens, it's okay, you know?
Yeah. So like you said, so towards the end of the season, I, you know, began to open my heart to the idea of having a second child and, you know, and got on board for, you know, expanding our family. And a lot happens this season around that conversation as well. So, you know, I'm excited for viewers to see it. It's a lot. It's a lot. And if I say anything, it'll be a spoiler, obviously, because, you know, the main thing happens towards the end of the season. But yeah, that conversation continues. There's like this season, I feel like even when I talk to the girls, obviously, I know a lot of their stories, but I feel like we have a lot of personal story that is like very rich this season. And, you know, I think that's how people feel connected to us individually and then really get invested in the group. So I hope that people will enjoy seeing, you know, us being very vulnerable with some really, really tough topics, you know?
Yeah, one we saw in the trailer.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In headlines, obviously, it's Drew's split from Ralph. You know, that we know that'll happen later towards the end of the season. We did get a little glimpse of it in the trailer. You and Drew, obviously, you know, butted heads last season. Should we expect more of that, or will you guys sort of, you know, come a little bit together this season, especially in the wake of her split?
Yeah. So like you said, that happens very late in the season for us. And, you know, I'm happy with where Drew and I end up before that. And, you know, we have some really good conversations this season and, you know, we get to a good place. And so I think that, and I'm happy, like you said, I'm happy that happened because, man, I was heartbroken when I heard the news of her and Ralph splitting. Ross and I were actually at the birthday party for Ralph that she threw for him for his 40th, like a week prior to the news breaking. And literally we had the best time. Like, you know, it was, we were done recording. It was off camera. It was like a whole lot of fun. And I was like, what the hell? Like, they look perfect, you know, like a week ago. So yeah, I was really, really disappointed for that.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you, like, were you surprised? It just sounds like you were.
Yeah, I was very surprised. And we all know, we see it on camera that they have some issues.
Right.
I thought that, you know, that, because like what I saw before, when, you know, before season one, we were hanging out a little bit. I was like, oh my God, they're magic together. They, you know, laugh a lot. They have fun. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I know the show sometimes exacerbates and like, you know, puts a microscope on some of the small things in your marriage or, you know, some of the issues. And I was like, oh, you know, they'll get past it. But right. to see that they, you know, are here now, it's really tough. Mm-hmm.
If we could go back to the birthday, Aaron's birthday party a little bit, were you shocked by all the drama that goes down? Because there's stuff between Candy's involved, Pena, Sheree, like there is a lot going down at this party. Were you surprised by all that?
100%. Like this was week one.
Yeah.
Literally had just all gotten back together, you know, and of course it was for a beautiful event and for a fun time. And to be honest, like you and we all know when you're hosting something, you have so many things that you're thinking about and trying to figure out that I was like, I didn't even know all that was going on outside with Sheree, Martell and Kenya. Cause I was inside trying to make sure my guests were having fun. Yeah, yeah. So when they downloaded me, I was like, what? And I was like, well, Candy, you know, it was.
Yeah. I mean, you got in the middle of a near physical altercation. Like it is
literally, literally.
Yeah.
She almost headbutt both of us.
What are your thoughts on Sheree's relationship with Martell? Are you, because you're close with her, how do you feel about the relationship? There's a lot of rumors that he's potentially cheating on her. He's seeing women on the side. What's your take?
So this is my take, Chris. So to be very honest, when I first met Martell, I had never watched the show, right? So I didn't know like all of the things that had happened prior. And of course, obviously when I met him, I went back and I watched and I was like, oh, now I see. Mm-hmm. And so originally when I met him, we went to dinner. It was actually the four of us, Ross and I and Martell and Sheree. And they were like holding hands and they were all giddy. And I was like, oh, I love it. Like she seems so happy. And then, you know, and then I talked to her about it on the show. I'm like, you know, I'm really cautious for her. Cause I think Sheree has so much to offer. I think she's such a great girl. I'm like, oh, you know how to pick them, girl. Like, they got to always have a that, like, and, you know? So, but to be very honest, from Sheree last season to Sheree this season, she has a glow. She has a joy about her that I don't think, obviously I'm not going to say that's all because of Martell. But he certainly has added to that. And for that, I'm happy, you know, like she's having fun. I don't think she's taking it, you know, they're definitely not headed to the altar. So if she's having fun, you know, I'm happy for her.
Yeah. What can you tell us about this season's cast trips? We always love watching them. Where do you guys go and what can we expect?
So we do a couple of trips. I think we make a close trip to Alabama, but the big trip was to Portugal. And first of all, none of us had ever been. So that's always the best when you go somewhere, you know, new,
it's new for everyone.
And experience, and experience culture the way that we did. And it fills the spectrum, you know, we go from like having the most zen experience by like having a sound bath to like the next time someone's like kicking down someone's door. I'm like, how do we get here? Well, it was so it was really good. And I think, you know, every single time we're together, the goal is always, you know, to like get past our issues and to get to a good place. And sometimes that gets a little bit ugly and dirty and gritty. But at the end of the day, I feel like the ladies have a lot of love for each other. And ultimately, you know, we all want the same things. We want to win. We want to have, you know, great family life and all that stuff. So that's the thread that keeps us all together.
Sheree actually said that Martell is from Alabama. Is there a chance you guys are going to maybe visit his family or something? No, it's different. Okay. Great. All right. Who surprised you the most this season?
That's a good question. I would say the person that surprised me the most might be Might be Candy. I think that and I think that she would probably feel the same way. Like the season just like, you know, like just comes at her, you know? And I feel like it takes a lot to like get her like riled up. But once she's there, baby, she is there. And so, you know, I think you see her with her heart on her sleeve a lot, even with her, you know, with even with her and Todd, you know, it's still stuff there. And then with the girls and just with her businesses. So I would say Candy surprised me this season. I also, you know, really enjoyed seeing Sheree, and like Sheba Sheree is up and running well now. And she's, you know, dating Martell and just a lot of things. So I think all the girls surprised me in different ways, but I would probably say maybe Candy and Sheree are the ones that surprised me the most.
Okay. And what are your feelings on Kenya? I think is going to get into a little romance this season. What are your thoughts on that relationship?
Well, I'll let you guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Be the judge of it.
Okay.
Let's talk about it, but...
Okay, all right.
We'll see.
We'll take... All right, all right. All right, well, you're also participating in the Kentucky Derby coming up on May 6th, serving as a fashion lifestyle reporter. How excited are you?
I am super excited. The Kentucky Derby is one of those staple sporting events in the United States that has tens, like 10 to 15 million viewers tune in for this event. And it's funny because this will be my second time attending. And before I went, I had no idea like that this should have been on my bucket list. It's that good of an experience. And so it's fun for me to get to kind of bring the two things I love, which is sports and then fashion and lifestyle, you know, to that arena. And I get to dress up and, you know, it's a lot of fun. And I'm excited, you know, that NBC is casting me in a bigger role this season, you know, on the show. So, or not this season, I'm thinking about Housewives, but, you know, for this
year,
the Kentucky Derby this year. Yeah.
That's so exciting. You know, we're excited for that for you. And we're excited for the new season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, which returns on Sunday, May 7th at 8. Bravo.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sanya, for stopping by. It's always a pleasure. And we look forward to chatting again.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.